Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Ari. May I have your zip code to locate your account?
22066.
Thank you. And can I have your first and last name?
First name is S-O-O Su. Last name is L-E-E. You know, I have a tourist visa card. Then I got the discharge, $49.89. I didn't charge for that. I didn't know this company.
Okay, I can try to locate an account if you were charged. Could you please spell that first name again?
First name is S-O-O.
Thank you. And the last name was L-E-E?
Yes.
Okay, I don't see any accounts with that first and last name. And under that zip code, the only Lee we have is a Chung Lee. Does that sound familiar at all?
Yeah, Chung Lee is my husband, yes.
Okay. Could you please verify the mailing address on the account?
10563 Fox Forest Drive.
Thank you.
Great Falls, Virginia.
All right, thank you, ma'am. So I do see on this account that it was charged for a meal planning app subscription.
What is that?
Okay, it's a meal planning app subscription through the company Bites Hub. So it's an app that you download on your phone. It helps you plan out meals based on your desired calorie intake.
He didn't do that. He doesn't know anything about this.
Okay, if you guys don't recall ordering it, we can still assist you. Now, I do see that someone had initially ordered it back on February the 14th. It came along with a contest entry for a Dyson vacuum cleaner. Does any of that sound familiar?
Vacuum cleaner?
Yes, ma'am. So someone entered a contest entry to receive a
Dyson vacuum cleaner. But I didn't get the vacuum cleaner yet, and the vacuum cleaner, it was $4.99. It's not $49.99.
Yes, ma'am. So it was a contest entry for a Dyson vacuum cleaner. And in order to have your name entered in the contest entry, the customer has to be a part of the meal planning.
No. We don't want that. Not a contest just like that. We had a vacuum cleaner, but that's it. We don't want to do contest something like that. So I want to refund this amount.
Okay. Now, if the price is too much for the membership, I can get you $20 off of it.
No, we don't want the membership there anymore, okay?
Okay. Well, I can go ahead and cancel out this account, and that'll prevent any future charges.
Don't charge anymore.
Yes, ma'am. So that's what I said. I can cancel out this account so you do not receive any more charges.
That's right. So did you charge it March 14 again?
No, ma'am. The March charge declined.
That's right. So February 14 is refunded, right?
Well, the cancellation just prevents any future charges. Now, I can get you a partial refund for February. It would be for $45.
So you refund the $49.89?
It would be a partial refund of $45. We have a $5 non-refundable setup fee, so it would be $45.
Only for the refund is $45.89?
Yes,
ma'am. And we didn't get anything, so why $5 you are charging it for that?
Because we have a non-refundable $5 setup fee for creating the account.
You didn't say anything, so we didn't know that. So
that
I
stated in the terms and conditions, ma'am.
Anyway,
but I can process that $45 refund. It will take
$45.89.
Yes, ma'am. It will take 3 to 5 business days to go back into your account.
May I have your name?
Ari.
Spell for me.
A R I E.
A R I E. Okay. So you already refund the $45?
The $45, yes, ma'am.
Okay. So, okay. This is it. No longer. Okay?
Yes, ma'am. The account is canceled.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
For customer service. Have a great day.
So you refund for me, so I do not have to call my visa company, right?
Once again, ma'am, we will refund the money.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.